Blog Talk Radio.
In the days of the Old West, cowboys lived by an unspoken code. The code of the West. Never try on another man's hat. Always remove your firearms at the table. Talk less, say more. Always do what has to be done. Some rules were easier to live by than others, and for some, one was just downright impossible to abide.
I got a name for that thing down there. It's called mine.
Never covet another man's horse. Built with honor, forged with pride, guts, glory, ram.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yo, where that other one at? I like this one. Let it go, Prince. Z06 vet, gripping, feeling almost there. Listening to Bon Jovi, rolling, living on a prayer. Privy to the gossip that's been said about me constant. It's the life and times of Bumpy Johnson meets Nucky Thompson. I used to rap about death, now I'm only concerned to live. I value relationships still, I keep it competitive. Nowadays, chances are that if you see me throw the match, it ain't to lose the fight, it's to walk away from a burning bridge. I'm from a family of alcoholics and coke addicts. Daddy taught me if the ass is so fat, it's a fact that if you with your hoe, don't matter, it's still appropriate to scope at it. Living life with no balance, driving drunk on co-pallet, driving till I totalize. I'm trying to stay afloat, but I got nobody to throw a rope at it. The game is just a game of splits and politics with no ballot. All kind of clips with more malice than pushing. If you profiling, it'll probably be more violence than looking. I'm so stylish, but I ain't talking eBay. No high fashion either. If you catch me by the runway, it's the one that's for the PJ. This one is for my lyricist, courtesy of my DJ.
I can't control it, can't hold it, it's so nuts. I hustle hard in any hustle that you pick.
I respect that.
I had a lot of niggas say they wanna hurt me. So hop some weight and just end up at my mercy. Just show some courtesy.
Hell yeah, nigga, you know, nigga still got it.
Need that shit.
I got killers round the way, ready to move that work for me. Niggas wanna ride my way, bitches wanna surf for me. All I want is courtesy. Who cares about the radio? And you can take the cassette deck from off of your old boombox and it wouldn't matter. It still squares on your radio. To keep your wealth, I learned to stay to yo. Self. I call for charge, tell him spray paint a mural in Watts.
What?
With me spray painting the mural of Miracle Watts. Shout out to Michael 5000 Watts. I'm on that lean movement like I'm out here trying to box. Look, nigga, this is a boss thing. Meaning you getting the laid dot to your offspring. I'm a lost being. Try to cross me without falling off, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not like a drawstring. I'm preaching to the congregation like I'm Peter Popoff. If you can imagine me hopping up out of the cabin like I'm one of the Dukes of Hazzard. Like fuck it, lead the top off like time for foreplay. That last line that was before ya. Time like Big Ben sitting in Beyonce doorway. While I'm receiving Four Seasons Norwegian top in Norway. Listening to rappers kick knowledge that they probably got from Torre. These Michael Eric Dyson niggas claiming a king, not knowing the kind of drama that that bring. I'ma be the first established rapper to hop in that battle rap ring. Turn at the Gatling. My next album gon' be so dark and so fly. I should CD package it wrapped in bat wings. These so trained music award actors, rock fakers, wrestling. Dressed bottom to top in leather, looking like bacon and Vaseline. How you looking like beef jerky? Beefing in every verse, but never beefing in person. Randy Savage, you wouldn't snap a Slim Jim. You wouldn't rip a rapping on Christmas in Santa's attic with the hands of Eddie Scissors and you average. Put your motherfucking hands up. My job is to move the crowd, move the motherfucking crowd. Put your motherfucking hands up.
I respect that.
Prime.
Yeah, y'all, this is a product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where grandmoms be setting alarms to watch all my children. On air now, live from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live. I said brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I said multimedia. Yeah, we on here, and it's Clav One out here, hang gliding, you know what I'm saying? And it is Woo Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coast, Coast Conference, all the type of people like that, you know what I'm saying? The old fathers of hip-hop, we out here. But today, we be talking about people who need television and radio to function. And is your brain fried from frequencies? That's the question. Do you rely on sounds or noise? Meaning, too much quiet might make you kill yourself or think about shit you shouldn't be thinking about, I'll say. Conjuring up thoughts of idiocy, I'd say that. Main question is, what is your brain absorbing or digesting? And is it beneficial for you or anyone around you? That's what we want to know. Psychological reviews show that therapists explained this. And when they explained it, they explained that, you know, when a person needs filler noise or sound, like music or television, this may indicate a mental health issue rather than a welcoming distraction. Had to take a breather on that one. Some people go crazy or become unsettled when there's too much silence. Me personally, I like the silence because, you know what I mean, it gives my brain fresh air. You see what I'm saying? It allows Claire One to, you know, conjure up strategies. You know what I mean? Strategies, thoughts for creative and sensible things. You know what I mean? Sensible judgments, I'd say. You feel me? Sensible judgments when your coin is quiet. You know what I mean? Often someone who has, I'd say this, people, and we hate this, we hate these terminologies, ADHD, can think better and stay on task longer if there's some white noise or some type of surrounding noise. That's what they'll say to that. You know what I mean? And according to the analyzation of psychological studies and all that type of stuff, you know what I mean? Hold up, I'm trying to be clean here. You know what I mean? The reason for that, or the reason for your noise, is for the distraction, basically. Now, what are you distracting? What are you trying to distract yourself from, is what we have to ask ourselves. You know what I mean? Background noise may be used in an attempt to distract from or avoid unpleasant emotions and or thoughts, unpleasant ones. You know what I mean? Meaning you could be using this noise as a coping skill or device for yourself. You know what I mean? Meaning you might be cuckoo for cocoa batshit and don't know it. Maybe that's it. What y'all think? I don't know. I mean, Clap One trying to figure it out. That's why we on here, trying to figure it out right now. You know what I'm saying? So, again, folks, we have to understand that these noises here, and whatever it is that's called, that's we calling ourselves as a distraction, you know what I mean? These things could possibly mean we coco for bad shit again. Effectively, we fill our intentional capacities to the max, you know what I mean, with other stimuli, you know what I mean, other stimuli, in an attempt to have no resources left for the things we are trying to avoid. And basically, people trying to distract oneself from haunting thoughts or uncomfortable emotions. We not hiding from none of this shit tonight, all right? Which make one uneasy, basically, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what makes you uneasy, when it's too quiet or whatever it is, your uncomfortable emotions, you're basically Pat from Saturday Night Live, damn it. And if you don't know who the hell Pat is from Saturday Night Live, get your ass on YouTube and find out. That's what I'm going to say to that one, you know what I mean? If y'all know who Pat from Saturday Night Live is, because that's who you become when it's too quiet or something. You know what I mean? You know. So I'm gonna say that I'm cool with the silence though. I'm cool with the silence. You know what I mean? For the most part. You know what I mean? You know, I hear shit I don't want to hear whenever I go outside in the world. You know what I'm saying? Or whenever I turn the television on or the radio on. You know what I mean? Silence gives me the brain. It just get a brain a chance to refocus for busy mind engineering. That's what Club One going to call it. Busy mind engineering. You know what I'm saying? You know, listen, Club One is a mind mechanic. I tell you that, if that makes sense for y'all. You know, but those who need the noise, you know what I mean? I'm going to say this. Studies from research found entitlement to this. And they call this, what do they call this stuff, man? Stochastic resonance. And we're going to get back to what the hell that is after we get back when, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Old Latsky or whatever the hell his name is tonight bust the tracks, you know what I'm saying? Can I get some music, sir?
I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm the truth, homes. I'm that blue chrome coupe with the roof gone. That's two tones. I'm that dude zone talking on two phones while my new hoes eat out my palm like one of my loop homes. Like all night, I'm a product of group home. I'm a superstar like Lupe Fiasco to cool. Save your theatrics for fools. I'm an Alcatraz spazzing, spitting Alcatraz blasting pistols, numbers and laughing gas. The niggas is gassing. To be the best, you gotta have the respect. I do the same to you that I do to the alphabet. I put the A, the B, the C, D, E, and the F in the back of an EMS before I go back to doing anything in rap for a G or less. I black for niggas like DMX. Don't bark, it's dark and hell is hot like a furnace is. When I was 16, caught the same clap Pop taught me about when I was turning 6. I guess I just wasn't listening. Bet you still couldn't hold a candle to my burning dick. My wife whipped like a nightstick. Life lit like a burning wick. Stay sharper than an ice pick. You probably have to measure my clip by height and width. Try me then, I will just put the writing on the wall like fucking hieroglyphs. I'm in the street like tire skits. I admit I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm the answer. Got angels floating around my niggas that's angry loking. Like Trigger the Gambler, Smooth the Hustler, nigga my language broken. My lyrics is written for like-minded individuals age appropriate. The cage is open to all of you animal rappers. I got an old chick with vintage vagina who look just like Angela Bassett. I got a young cute chick who look just like Dave Logan. I take them both to the days and I wake up focused. Go to sleep with the face of roaches. With the ears of focus, bugging on these niggas, and then I pray for roaches. I'm Dr. Oz and Dr. Bombay, Ryan's a popular hombre. For those of y'all who play ferocious, I am like Harambe. I take your wife and fiance, I take your life and your mom's egg. So I don't pull no muscle, flipping nobody off, I take advice with my arms raised. I'm the incredible, I got the charred remains of the dead, my cellar's proof. I got celery charred and romaine in my lettuce juice. Got two pistols, I let them loose, called Betty Boop and Petty Sue. I leave venom in every boop, I'm reinvented. Head on the beach in Venice from a chick from Finland who's finished. As soon as you finish, I tell her you finished. Because I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, we back. We back. We on air live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And it's Clev 1 back, and I'm on here talking about people who need noise, people who need the television, people who need the radio. What's wrong with you? Why do you need so much noise? You can't really, if it's too quiet, you don't know how to act. You're ready to kill yourself. We don't understand why that's happening. So now tonight, this is what we're trying to find out. And again, studies from the research found that the entitlement of some of these things are from stochastic resonance. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of like how wells and shit here in the water. You know what I mean? They know what's good out there. You know, you like Aquaman or somebody. You know what I mean? You like Aquaman, you hear shit in the water, that lets you know what's good out here. It's like sonar abilities or something like that. You know what I mean? Where, boom, you activated off whatever them sounds is. That gave you signals to do dumb shit or signals to be smart. Who knows? Whatever. You know what I mean? We don't know. We trying to find out. But no, if you can't function without noise, then again, in real life, you are cuckoo for cocoa, back shit, fried out of your mind to the pan. I'm going to say that, and I don't care who get mad at me, because we can fight out here. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm going to say this to people, this is what we're going to do, yo. Hold on. Before I say something else, I got a call-in queue, right? Now, calling Q, I better not hear nothing in your background. You know what I'm saying? I better not hear no TV or no radio. I better hear some talking out your mouth. Now, who the hell is
it? My laugh? It's Jerry Petito.
Oh, it's the next top mom, y'all. Goddamn. Hold on. What's up, Jerry? New Jersey in the building, y'all.
You are so funny. I cannot take it. I needed to giggle tonight. Thank you. So, all right. I'm going to give you my take on your topic. Okay?
Yes, let's have it. Drop the jewelry,
all right.
Jerry.
So here's the thing. What you're saying is absolutely right today, based on everything that's happened to change everybody's brain cells with all the crap and the garbage and the vaccines and the food and, you know, back in the day, though, we're going back, like my parents, your parents, right? Because I'm 62, so my parents, my dad would have been 89, all right? They needed noise at times. I remember my dad would put the TV on and fall asleep. My dad was the most functioning human being you ever met. So back then, the brain was not tainted at all. The brain cells, that, you know, everything they ate was healthy food, right? All good stuff, right? Things have changed, though, Kev. Things have changed. And our brain cells have changed. So that's why today it's a little different. Today, it's almost like an addiction to have to be stimulated 24/7. And I think that's really what you're talking about, I think. That's
well, we get to the bottom of all levels of it, you know what I mean? The negative,
yeah.
The positive, and anything in between,
right.
So we can understand it all the way around the board. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that is unhealthy, Kev. When somebody has to be constantly stimulated, where there's noise all the time, and this and that is very unhealthy. But if you can go to, like, I have a sound machine. Sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't, and it has waves, you know, the ocean, like that kind of thing. That's really nice. That's just
And
we're going to
get into that, Jerry, because see, there goes Jerry dropping the jewelry. What the hell is that, Jerry? The whole set, earrings, necklace, bracelet. you got jewelry around your damn feet, woman. What the?
There you go. So that kind of noise is very healthy and very nice. And it calms the brain cells.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Jer. And again, we were just going to get into that, too, because I'm going to get into that. Now I got to go. Jerry got a gotcha, Clef 1 calling the audible. You understand? Hold on. Wait a minute, because I'm going to go straight up the middle. Like Hurts on fourth down on this one, damn it. So, yes, Jerry, you get me excited. I'm sorry. let them know what's going on.
But all kidding aside, everybody, I want you to really listen to what Clever's saying, because if you have kids, it's not okay to constantly make sure they're busy and the TV's on and they're playing their games, they're on their computers. That's not okay. Their brain cells relax and grow properly.
Yes, and I agree with that, because the kids are not getting enough stimuli. They're transforming into these game characters.
Yeah.
GTA Online all damn day, all stars lit up. That's what they're doing, running around in the streets. Mission failed all damn day.
Yep.
So that's what I got for those guys with that type of stimuli. You know
wow.
what I mean? So, yeah, Jay, that was – now, I'll tell you, that was deep. And then you know what? Like I said, I got to call an audible now. Now that you've tapped into that side of it, I gotta let them have it. You know what I'm saying? You know, but while you got you on here, let us know what's good. Let us know when you're gonna be hang gliding out here.
Well, I'm not home, so brother, I will know the date of my next show. I'm on the same week with Huni Bakatoon, Angela Thomas Smith, but I have a cool guest, guys. Donnie Most from Happy Days, Ralph Mouth. Okay.
Yo.
So. Listen, dial in that night, baby.
I might have to talk to Ralph Mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's going to be Clevember 14th, y'all, right here. You know what I'm saying?
Clevember 14th.
Yeah,
you heard that.
There you go.
Thank you, brother.
I might have to come give Ralph Mouth a shout out, you know what I'm saying?
I used to wear
cool Fonzie jackets. I used to wear cool Fonzie jackets, you know what I mean? Cool Fonzie jackets. Don't make me pull out the cool Fonzie jackets. You know what I'm saying? Let one get fly out here.
You know
what I mean? So, yes, we will be doing that. You know what I mean? That's lovely. I'm glad to stop by dropping jewelry on us. You know what I mean? We done went to Tiffany's or somewhere with all this jewelry on the damn table with Jerry Petito, the next top mom, y'all. You hear this shit.
Love you.
Oh, love you back, Jay. But now we're going to get into a track. We're going to get into a track. I said a track. Next, by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
Put the rap game on the crutch. Blow the spot without warning. You get no chance to back down. Put the rap game on the crutch. Blow the spot without warning.
Yeah.
No chance to back down.
Hop off my Harley Davidson looking like I just got kicked with a cool stick. Cherry red boots, cigarette lit and aggravated. How come Mr. This Dirt Road Moonshine Trailer Trash Trooper? Every day's a party, happy belated. If you're smoking marijuana with your mama at 12, then we either related or related in jail. Street gangs, stealing Hondas for the major gangs. Hopefully y'all means little sister will give me brains. That street cred for the uncredible nobody. And my Bon Jovi looking like bitches, so got it. Loud it. Catfish Billy gets stoked, shouted. And I shined up the bow ties off that box body. And Alabama knows it. Travel the world with my slang. Some of them don't get the slang, but Alabama knows it. I'm sweaty funk, humidity punk. Fish hook on the hat, dirty Louisville bet. Lips chapped, I'm country hard. Country hard. Put the rap game on the crutch.
Blow the spot without warning. You get no chance to back down.
Put the rap game on the crutch.
Blow the spot without warning. You get no chance to back down.
Ain't nobody fresher than them. Been dealt with more pressure than them. Never mess with niggas whose image is skinny, stretchy than them. Just remember, everyone who with me winners. Everyone who with you dinner. Bitches with you quick as Bruce and Chrissy dinner. Chrome rims on the whip just to shine on niggas. Black tires, the lips white, Tyrone Bigum. Giving out turkeys on Thanksgiving like Nino Witters. We even passing out TVs like Wendy Williams. All I know is that I'm the wild child. Y'all don't want no smoke with these bars. All y'all niggas know is y'all SoundCloud. Hypothetically say I'm pissed. I would definitely AR grip. I would definitely spray y'all quick. Y'all expecting me to hesitate to shoot this bitch. Then y'all are definitely in the playoffs with J.R. Smith. I would definitely put my hand in your pocket, but not the way you want. I'll put your whole family in boxes like y'all the Brady Bunch.
Put the rap game on the
crutch. Blow the spot without warning. You get no chance to back down. Put the rep came on the crutch. Blow the spot without warning. You get no chance to back down. I go bananas, too miraculous, too reactive, mortal mammals. Cooking crack in my new velour pajamas. Getting back to my roots, rap where I store them hammers. Lord of grammar, my IQ's my actual border panel. My IP address is my dresser drawer. I ain't stressing less it's war. I ain't session less it's more. I bet you'll die lesser. My iron's legend for regretting gore. Ghost whiter than the driven snow, and it's headed north. Looking like it's for the seventh floor. Flows and metaphors. Bury skulls all over the globe like a stegosaurus. My rifle kick back when it get blazed in the sky. I'm a classic, I get dressed, playing the swimming knot. Don't do some shit to get your wife kidnapped. Have you on Twitter, begging for your bitch back like Sage Gemini. Why these niggas getting their hair dyed and their nails polished? I'm like Biggie and Pac trapped inside of Big L's body.
Rhymes I create and knock out your goals too. Battling me's like fighting a gorilla in a phone booth. I wreck mic and drop the cool speeches. Nowadays rappers.
Well, you know, I'm just on the business still. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Back, you know this, Clef.
Hey, Clef, you know what time it is right now? You know, like you said already, you know, your DJ and the host, we can fight. Knock out teeth, you know what I'm saying? You know, sit it out the other way, you know what I'm saying? All the way live, Beverly Nation.
All right, check this out. We biting on boxing gloves tonight, y'all. Y'all heard of DJ O. You know what I'm saying? But I'm back, and we talking about people whose brains is fried and frequencies or fried off frequencies off the television and the radio, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever the hell noises that you're addicted to because you don't like to be quiet. Too quiet, you might jump out the window type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So now what we're talking about here is you heard Jerry Petito on there, and she gave us the understanding that there's friendly noise. And, yes, there is friendly noise, people. You know what I'm saying? There is friendly noise. We have a few noises that I will get into, which is ambient noise, which is sound other than the noise being monitored, meaning your primary sound that you're paying attention to, which can play as pollution or interference. You know what I'm saying? This is what that noise is. Thank you. Then you have brown noise, which is something in which is heard in the body. Not. This is something you don't hear. Your body picks this up. And believe it or not, folks, they claim that this noise helps you make a bowel movement. It helps your bowel movements. That's what they claim brown noise is out here. You know what I'm saying? Meaning it's the frequencies of a sound between 5 and 9 hertz, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, lower than the regular human frequencies, which we can hear with our ears with, basically. You know what I'm saying? Then we have white noise, you know what I'm saying? Used for soothing to mask, you know what I mean, undesirable noises, you know what I mean? Something kind of like, you know, something to the lights like how Jerry said. You know what I mean? You got ocean sounds. You got you know, all those type of sounds. Like you have birds chirping, things like that. You know, all those different types of things, which is the ambient sounds. But the white noises, you know what I mean? Of course, are used for something to mask the noise, undesirable noises. This is things that hospitals do. Hospitals do this to stand still white noise for patients to help them go to sleep, kind of like how Jerry was talking about. With some of us use the television for that. We use the for sleep. We use the whatever the sounds of on the television for the sleep. You know what I mean? So those are some of prime examples of, you know, some of the positive things from the noise. You know what I mean? Now, check this out. We got another caller in queue. Now, caller, if you got your earphones on and you're beatboxing, you know what I mean, while you're tapping your toes, making all the goddamn noise, I'm going to need you to hang up on yourself. Now, who is it? I said, now, who is it?
This is Shiz.
Oh, all right, there he is.
This is Shiz?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit, Shiv's in the building. What's good, my guy?
What's up, Clev One?
It's Clev One out here. What we doing? We building bricks or staying in sticks? Which one?
Definitely the bricks.
Now, let's go.
We're talking about the noise. The noise that people hear. The noise people hear is the social media the BS. Mm. And, oh, my God, it does something to me. I'm angry. I'm trying to get the words out.
Mm.
Oh,
because you want the money right now, boy.
Listen to me. Listen to me. It ain't TV. What the young lady said, I'm not discriminating on what she said because we all was raised on TV. I'm 43. I was raised on TV. TV was soothed us in the time of need. But social media, these people are out of control. This is what's controlling these people today. Because even when we're going through things, they choose to pick social media and air out their family business, they personal relationships. It's disgusting. Like, us as people should get off of that, but we already know it's too late for that. And it's only going to get worse. It's never going to get better because they're never going to shut it down. And my thing is, this shit leads to murder, rape, robbery. Oh, man. This is why I don't even deal with social media. And I've been off of social media. I almost got sucked in maybe about 15 years ago, but I had to leave all that shit alone because it leads to fucking up relationships, personal relationships, families, because these people ain't strong enough to have face-to-face conversations with people. My thing is, even with text messaging, it's the pussy way out. You got something to say it to me. And I try to explain it to people close to me, like, why are you texting me this? We can have a personal conversation. We can meet up and talk. People choose to use social media and the technology that the man has brought to us that was hidden but gave it to us because he knew what it would do.
Clav, you there, man? Because you heard what Shed said, right?
That was Eric B. Man. That was Eric B. and Rakim Change right there, brother. I wasn't sure if he was finished or not. You know what I'm saying? Because that was Eric B. and Rakim Change right there. You understand? Where we dropping heavy jewelry out here. You know what I mean? You know, and Shiz, I believe he hang gliding out here. You understand? So that was heavy right there. You know what I mean? Shiz, tell us what part of the city you in. Where you at, man? Where you calling from?
West Oak Lane, brother.
Oh, you back to Lane, uptown, in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We got Shiz representing uptown in the building, you know what I'm saying? Hang gliding, building bricks, standing sticks, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you stopping by, my brother, you know what I'm saying? But check this out. We're going to hold that thought, and we're going to get into a track next, you know what I'm saying, by international DJ Dr. Olatsky. I'm confused who the hell this man is.
You know I come around and rock it. I'm right to Sean Price and Dilla. My mic is Thriller. My ratchet blows is trapping souls like Bryson Tiller. They sprayed the crib, left lead in the awning, and that's the very thing that gets me out of the bed in the morning. Yeah. I got the bread in the corner, yeah. Got my career in the sauna. Yeah. I got no fear, dishonor. Yeah. I bled and lived through trauma. Ooh. First the fat boys break up, then Bow Wow retires, and now y'all disrespecting the king. I come through there with the street sweeper for niggas claiming they doing dirt and get to just disinfecting the scene. I'm what you call the
epitomizer of getting dark. I will spit a geyser that'll get these guys on the charts to fit a liger of bars. I'm feeling like the dying on the permanent throne. Weed like the Quran, burn it, you can get stoned. It's smelling like a megaphone in the coupe, going into an extra zone in the booth, flowing into the headphones, a microphone in the noose. Poems to prove I'm the best to ever progress on the measure, metronome in the loop. All I could do is turn your sister to my all-night masseuse. Zone in the goo, this is my moment of truth. Can I rock it?
Yes,
now can I rock it?
Yes,
if she pretty, I'ma come around your city, I'm gon' hunt it down. Hit it, I'm gon' hit it, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it, can I rock it?
Yes,
now can I rock it?
Yes,
come on. Anytime I come around your city, I'm gon' burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it.
You know I come, around and rock it.
Rock it, rock it.
You know I come around and rock it.
Rock it, rock it.
You know I come around and round and rock it.
Word up, word up.
You know I come around and rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it.
Now first the dip set split up, then the Zillia Banks leave Twitter, and now you niggas hating on Nickel. I just been the same stand up niggas since the day I came in this game, and I just come in here to stay till I'm crippled. I'm a combination of Kane, G-Rap, Reggie Noble and James, who still has Ashanti and Kelly rolling in dreams. They tried to blackball me but couldn't, I was too fucking good. They tried to run me out of my city, I was too fucking hood. So all I'm trying to say to all that's trying to kill me is hey, even Patron had to stand in line and wait, cause this is God's work, handcrafted by karma. I'ma always be here laughing and clowning, lasting, I promise. And last but not least, I'ma finally retire my dad from out that post office, and that's on my mama. I live my life for my girls and my boys, and I took my soul back from the devil, now the world can enjoy it. Can I rock it? Now can I rock it? If she pretty, I'ma come around your city, I'm gon' hunt it down. Hit it, I'm gon' hit it, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it, can I rock it?
Rock it, yes, you can.
Now can I rock it?
Rock, yes, you can.
Come on. Anytime I come around your city, I'm gon' burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it,
rock it, rock it. You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it.
Rock it, rock it.
You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it.
Word up, word up.
Oh,
hold up.
You know I come around and rock it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Word up.
Yeah, you know we here, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We live on air from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, again, we back. We talking about people fried off frequencies because they need the TV or the radio, you know what I'm saying, or too much of it, whatever the case. We just getting to the bottom of it on all sides of the spectrum. And, again, certain daily sounds trigger, you know what I mean, over-the-top emotions, you know what I mean, over-the-top emotional reactions, you know what I mean, but yet don't seem to bother anybody else, you know what I mean, whatever it is that these sounds do, you know what I'm saying? Not really sure. However, these things are caused from misophonia. And we're going to get on to that after this caller in queue. You know what I mean? Because there's a caller in queue. Now, caller, if you come on here acting like I can't hear you or you can hear everything, then guess what? I'm going to rip your ears off your damn head and throw them somewhere in a recycling can. Now, who is it?
Oh, my God. I can hear everything, Clev. You always crack me up. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. How you doing,
you know,
Ava Holly?
I'm hanging in there.
Jersey
I'm
in the building,
and
I know you got heavy jewelry on. You got heavy jewelry in a pouch
somewhere.
I know you do.
I'm following my mama, Jerry Petito. I love her to death, and I love everything she said. I mean, everybody's brains are different than they were back in the day. I mean, I love to listen to music. Music calms my soul. I love the TV, yet I also like my quiet time. And one of the things Jerry was talking about was this, the waves, the noises of the waves and stuff. have also found the singing bowls. If you go on YouTube and Google glass bowls, singing bowls, or singing bells, you get those ancient Tibetan dishes that you can run a stick over, and they make these beautiful, beautiful sounds that calm your soul. So I love that, because sometimes when it's quiet, I think, again, like you said, our brains are fried, and we're just, like, mine never turns off. So sometimes when it's really quiet, it's racing and racing and racing, and I find something to calm me down, whether it's a, you know, sometimes it's just the quiet. But when my mind's racing, I need to find something. It's usually some kind of music related. And also, she was talking about the waves of sound. I have a machine that is a light machine. Like, you plug it in and you push a button and it puts these colored lights all over your ceiling, but it also has music attached to it. You could turn the music on or you could turn the music off and still keep the lights. But it is amazing how it makes you feel. And getting down to that relaxation, I think, is what calms us all down. At some point, we just need to find something that relaxes our brain. And whether it's, like you said, the hospitals use the white noise, whatever it is, but we have to find that quiet time, whether it's totally quiet or whether it's quiet with these beautiful sounds. But we have to find that to calm down, especially today when there's so much being thrown at us, and intel and music and all this, everything, you know, and you got to find that what it is that calms us down. You know what I mean?
Well, you heard that, y'all. You heard that, y'all. That was from the Divas from New Jersey. You understand? Because they stamping this thing down on us, where you understand people, you understand that there's different variations of noise and how they affect the people. And again, we're hearing from these women ourselves on how these things change in time, how these things change in the generations of time. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, that was heavy jewelry from Ava Holly, y'all. Let them know real quick. Because you already know. Let them know.
Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you when Jerry's date was, but Brother O got it because she's the week before me. I am the 22nd, I believe. I just had it up, and then I took it away when I was talking to you. Yeah, she's the 14th, so I'm the following week, the 22nd. Let me make sure that's right. Yep, 22nd, 9:30. This storied network, WBNN. Thank you, Clever One. I love you.
All right, listen. This is what we're doing. Thanks, Jeff, for stopping by. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, I think we believe I got another caller in queue. And, caller, please, whoever you are, right, don't come with your damn Energizer Bunny cymbals making all this noise. Or don't be a mind with no mouth. Now, who are you?
Hi, Clev. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Oh, hey, Mo. How you doing tonight, sweetheart? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to call in and support your show, as usual. I'm enjoying your topic. You really picked a topic that made me think. I remember in class that I took, and it taught me that feminine energy, while noise, such as the you know, that's more masculine energy. And we're all trying to achieve that balance, right? So embracing the feminine, which is silence, will help us gain more balance in life. So going towards the masculine noise, that means we're kind of out of balance. If we need all that noise around us, we need to practice more silence. And if we have too much silence, we need to practice a little bit more noise, if you see what I'm saying, trying to get our body to the energy system to heal itself. That's kind of what I remember. I remember the first time I tried to do that, I tried an exercise in stillness, and I sat a chair in a room, and I tried to just sit there in silence, and I was just all over the place. I couldn't sit still. I kept jumping up and didn't realize I was jumping up to clean the dishes. I jumped up to feed the dog. I jumped up to do little things. And I had to teach my body how to be silent.
Well, let me ask you a question while I got you on here, jumping up and down, doing everything. You know what I'm saying? What exactly was you trying to distract yourself from by doing all that?
Actually, it was exercising in silence. I wasn't trying to distract myself. I was just trying to quiet my mind. I don't know if you noticed about me, but I'm a massage therapist. So at the time, I was trying to learn how to be centered and in the moment for a client. And if you can't be centered, my energy, when I touch you and I'm all aggressive and if I'm all out of balance, I'm not going to be able to help the client. So it was an exercise to try to help us to heal.
Okay. Interesting. So is this anything that you need help with?
Is this anything?
Or was this anything that you, is it anything, I'll say this, is it anything, was that something that you felt, did you feel out of turn with yourself because of that? Or was you comfortable with that type of methodology for yourself?
I was really comfortable with it. I had been working through some personal issues prior to that, had been through, I've talked about that on my show, I've been through some trauma. So to try to quiet my mind was difficult at first, but I learned to love it. I learned to actually learn to embrace the quiet.
That's cool. I love you, Mo. That was heavy jewelry, you know what I'm saying? Now, what the hell was that? What kind of jewelry store was that coming from? That must have been the heist of diamonds or something. You know what I mean? Because that was a little heavy on the table right there. I'd say. What'd you say?
Oh, gosh, you were so funny. You make me laugh every time I hear you.
You know, because we trying to figure these things out here, and you're helping me.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to everybody that's helping me tonight. You know what I mean? You know, ladies, you're doing a wonderful job tonight. You know what I mean? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Shiz helped me out, too. Because we getting to the bottom of these things. These are things, these are issues that we need to get to the bottom of. So, yes, that was very helpful. You know what I'm saying? And, Mo, while I got you on here, let them know what's good.
Sure. My show, Breaking the Silence, will be on November 3rd right here on WBNN. And I'll be interviewing Dr. St. John, and we'll be discussing healing from childhood trauma.
All right, you heard that. That was Mo Garman, y'all. Track next by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi.
Yeah. Ever had a bad bitch try to kick it with you in your Twitter DMs? I have been a statistic and demonstrated against wicked minds of the twisted bitches challenge and scrubs. I had a bitch expose me on media takeout, and after 15 minutes the fame was up. She hit my phone back apologizing, asking can we still fuck. Bitch, please miss me, I'm paid as hell. I got the game locked, arcades in jail. I wish my uncle wouldn't have died, he would have loved to see this. Find you a nigga who do Molly with a buzz and beat it. I'm about to walk up in this restaurant, like the upper echelon. Is you coming? Yes, you not. Bitch, I'll call you. I find it hilarious when badass bitches try to get your attention, be looking like fish out of water, and be for no reason. A chick could drop a pencil and go, oh, Jesus. Just to bend down to get the shit to show cleavage. Why can't I just ask a nigga for his number like we do, y'all? I tell you, women don't know how to flirt. And the ones that's bad, they don't even gotta work. That's real shit. I see it all the time. Anytime I shine, I'm just acknowledging, but I'm not trying to play y'all. This is it.
What?
Bad bitches can't flirt good for shit. This is it.
What?
They used to me coming out the dick real quick.
What?
Like this is it.
What?
This is it.
What?
Ooh, what?
Ooh, what?
Ooh. Women don't know how to flirt. That's right.
You know how I come, man. Talk to him, Shine. Okay, came up the street like a ladder, a lad in a bus through the hole like McFadden, no mad in the matter of fact, that's the after effect of the crime don't fit, then I'm taking it back now, fucking on this bitch who wear eye contact, and I pulled a bitch up for eye contact, and I had the rack, said she had a nice rack, met her at Bird Dog right by the nice rack, she said, should I get a shirt to match with the hat, or should I get the shoes to match with the slacks, yeah, said it's for a man, it gotta be day coming. Had a little Uzi on me, DJ drummer. Never
never trust a bitch, and yeah, I never will. Okay, sometimes if she got sex appeal, I meant to say I like to have sex and take some pills. I meant to say I like to relax and make a meal. I meant to say I like to relax and make a meal. I mean, they both the same thing, but I ain't talking grill. I ain't talking dinner, I ain't talking supper. This the blood sucker, met the bitch at Bud Ruck off Amityville. She had a man on the reel, he had his hand on the steel. Hooked in the Camry steel, I should've passed on the reel. Wouldn't have a sis without ass, I got more times in the past. And if I knew your dude was crazy, I wanted to let me smash.
I see it all the time, anytime I shine. I'm just acknowledging, but I'm not trying to play y'all. This is it.
What?
Bad bitches can't flirt good for shit. This is it.
What?
They used to me coming out the dick real quick.
What?
Like this is it.
What?
This is it.
What?
Ooh, what?
Ooh, what?
Ooh.
Women don't know how to flirt.
That's right.
Yo, James, Royce, remember Prime One? Remember when I said word? That's how you fill up on this track? Let a bitch come and try to shit on that.
On that.
Yeah, and on that note, move on to the next one.
Yo, man, we live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Or don't join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because if you like too much noise or don't like noise at all, you know what I'm saying? We just going to tackle your ass like on this thing. Never mind that. But like I was saying, folks, before, some of these cases of this is called misophonia. Some of it. A strong dislike or hatred of specific sounds. You know what I mean? People with this might describe some sounds as driving me crazy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Where their reactions can range from anger or annoyance or to panic and need to flee. You see what I'm saying? That's what they doing. That's what they doing. So I just wanted to squeeze that in. I got another call in queue, right? Now, caller, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you're on here. And don't worry, I know you was on here. But don't come on here acting like I'm too loud talking to you or I can't hear you. You see what I'm saying? Because I might have to pull your throat out your mouth and throw that in the trash. Now, who is it?
Yo, what's up, Clev? This is your girl, Alicia Levine, one part of All in One with my boy King on the other line. And
Hold up. They attacking me like the Team Rocket right now. Hold up. What is it? What's going on? How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. And, you know, I want to thank you for bringing, you know, this type of scenario, whatever you call it, you know, to my attention, because I actually now have a name for it or a face for it, because I actually am guilty of feeling like that, where I walk away from situations quite easily and people don't really understand. Like, I don't know how to explain it, where I'm in a situation and I start to hear like too much going on, I get a little bit of anxiety. Gotta go away. I don't really like the large crowds and the loud music and, you know, people talking loud. I don't like that at all. So I just walk. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm listening to you, Alicia.
Yeah, so I just walk away. So I think it's dope that you brought you know, this awareness to the radio show and you know, and gave it a name so that I could, you know, now, you know, enlighten myself a little bit more on what I feel.
What you just said here, right there, which is, this is misophonia, which this disorder, sometimes we all have slight call of it, where they also call this disorder selective sound sensitivity syndrome. Selective sound sensitivity syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Where certain shit we just don't want to hear that. We out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's a long-ass name, but they call it that, selective sound sensitivity syndrome. What the hell is that, an album?
Okay, and let me tell you, Cliff, before I give it over to King, but I was happy with the pandemic. A lot of people were, like, complaining about it and, you know, well, we want to get back to the clubs and we want to get back to this and that. And I actually found a lot of peace during the pandemic, and I found myself transitioning from that party girl, go out club, feeling like that anxiety and more calm. And now even after the pandemic is over, I still carry that. I only go out once in a blue moon, you know, whatever. I don't like too many people, but I appreciate that. I think King had something he had to say, too.
Oh, yeah, King, drop the jewelry. Drop the jewelry.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Thanks for sharing that. And hey, everybody that's listening, tuning in, and give us the opportunity to be able to speak and to give our opinions, you know, with everything. With misophonia, I'm actually looking it up. It says a strong reaction to specific sounds. And me, myself, I've actually been to Iraq. You know, I did a volunteer tour. I was a Navy guy, and I volunteered to go to Iraq with the Army, boots on the ground. I wasn't on the ship or anything. You know, so when I got back from Iraq, I was real sensitive to all kind of sounds, you know what I mean? So in order for me to actually get that healing, I started putting myself in environments with sounds because I knew that I couldn't continue my whole life running away. You know, I couldn't continue my whole life running away from the things that brought me the most anxiety. And I felt like if I could just stand there, you feel me, and know how to deal with those things that's bringing me the anxiety, then I felt like I would become a better person. You know, because I mentioned something earlier about like running away from things that's from the sounds and from the dripping water, people chewing gum, even people eating food will bother me, you know. Running away from that, I felt too sensitive. You know, I felt like in order for me to actually grow out of that, then I had to be able to stand still. I had to be able to learn how to deal with it, like learn how to actually, like what some people say, fight those demons. You know, because when I'm running away, I'll be running my whole life, and I'm actually a track star. I ran a mile in 4 minutes and 40 seconds, 800 meter run. I still hold a school record.
Clive won a track star too. You know what I'm saying? Police made sure of that. Yeah.
I'm an interest to that. So I definitely understand that coming from Philadelphia, I'm involved heavily in the Grand Theft Auto and helicopters chasing and police chases and things of that nature, you know what I mean? But the question I had to ask myself was, how long am I going to keep running? Am I going to be a track star? For you heard that song, she's a runner, she's a track star. She going to run away when it gets, you know. So I felt like to define an individual would be, like, not how they deal with things by running away and being passive aggressive, but how they could deal with things in the environment. Now, keep in mind, if the thing's getting too heavily and causing too heavy anxiety, then yeah, it's good to walk away and revisit, but don't just walk away and say, oh, it's over, because it's never over. It's going to happen again. You know what I mean? So learning how to challenge ourselves and putting ourselves in those environments and thinking of the best way we can deal with this situation so that in the future when it comes up, we can be at peace. I feel like a peace of mind is very important. And I'm looking at the moon, I'm looking at the sun in the morning. I feel like a peace of mind is so powerful that if it was compiled inside of a weapon, you can shoot it to the sun and blow it up. That's how powerful I feel.
Did you hear that shit? Oh, that shit done blew my face off. What the hell? Go, yeah, I'm listening. Well, dang.
Look, because correct me if I'm wrong, like a peace of mind is the greatest gift that we can have for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I strongly agree that we should put ourselves intentionally, keep our feet still in situations that does not bring so much anxiety where we want to kill ourselves. Like if we're thinking about committing suicide, killing ourselves, then hey, never put yourself in harm's way like that, you know? But in some situations, I feel like it's good for us to take a deep breath. These are like cognitive ways of dealing with things that's bringing us anxiety, taking a deep breath, you know, counting to 10, and recognizing what's triggering us. Because a lot of us don't really recognize it or are not really recognizing what's actually triggering us. So therefore, we never really get to the root of the problem, you know. So once we start recognizing, this is from my own experience, that once I started recognizing, like I'm not liking these sounds And I started asking myself, what is it coming from? And it came from Iraq. I'm hearing bombs every day. You know, I'm hearing people, I'm fingerprinting dead bodies. I'm doing these things that's actually that captivating my spirit, you know, and they're actually draining me. You know, so being a track runner, someone said that they were a track runner before. One thing about it is, you know, when you run, you don't stop running. You keep on going. You go and you go and you go until you freaking – I had a heat stroke before running the marathon in Mayport, Florida. I had a half mile to go. I was in first place. I was at a certain amount of hours, like 1 hour and 19 minutes, they told me, you know. And I ran until I couldn't run anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we apply that to our lives, like, but not running from the problem, you feel me, but giving it that strength, that ambition to tackle.
Right.
Like, I want to tackle that race. I wanted to win that race. So when we go, when we go into
get to the destination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to get to that destination, you know what I'm saying? So when we actually reach that destination, it's actually a beautiful feeling. You know, and I got this little quote that say never be satisfied, you know what I'm saying? Because when you satisfy, you win the race, and then it's like you feel like it's over. When it's not over until we die. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So,
it ain't over till it's 0-0, damn it. And guess
exactly,
what, y'all?
So,
it ain't no bunk beds in the grave.
Keep freaking winning. That graveyard is full of a bunch of ideas. And then in regards to social media, I had to take a break from the Facebook. You know, I had to take a break from a lot of these. And I'm working on taking a break. I haven't been on Instagram really faithfully in about a day or two. You know? And it's just so many opinions. It's just so much things on there that has its truth to it. You know, it's a little truth in a lot of things on social media, things of that nature. But I feel like our social media, we shouldn't be following people whose dreams are directly related to our dreams, you know, because it become a lot of reckless noise, you know, a lot of reckless scrolling, you know. So I had about 2,000 followers, and I was following about 1,500 people until I had to say, I had to let them know, like, it's time for some spring cleaning, you know. So sometimes we just got to get that spring cleaning and hit that reset button, because
You hear this? That reset button. Now, let me tell you something, damn it. That was some Slick Rick jewelry right there. You're Slick Rick's grandson right now, damn it. So, you know what I mean? That's who you're being right now with the jewelry dropping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the reset button, you got to feel okay with it. You got to feel normal. And you're not going to feel okay, not going to feel normal if it's been a habit for so many times. Just like Alicia and I was talking about in the last radio station a few days ago, you know, it's hard to break these habits. So it's going to feel weird hitting that reset button, but it's going to be worth it, because we're going to start to have a different way of thinking, a different way of scrolling, a different knowledge that's coming to us while we're scrolling. Now, instead of scrolling and having all these unnecessary noises, we're scrolling and we're seeing things. Like Alicia, for example, she sends me a bunch of houses. She sends me a bunch of things that's definitely aligned to her path to success, her path of life, and which also is mine as well when it comes in terms of the nice homes and the nice dogs and the nice families. Like, so when you're scrolling, just make sure that you're scrolling with the things that's aligned to your vision.
Well, let me ask you something, King. When are we gonna have this tag team on next time we have some? When are we gonna have you on? Dubai, I got you on. When are we gonna have you on? Because me and you may have to light up the Kingsford. So tell me when you're coming back on, you and your queen there.
Okay, we coming back on November 29th, man. We're gonna be ready. We're gonna have some new topics, but we're still gonna reiterate on what we talked about a few days ago. Alicia and I was listening to the radio station, the radio time from a couple of days ago when we was on there, and we were pretty impressed, you know, how we transitioned into some great topics, and we want to reiterate that on November 29th, all in one, we're going to give it to you raw, uncut, you know, we're hoping everybody can tune in, like we ready to get this knowledge out, we ready to elevate people, because when people elevate, we elevate even more, you know, and that's the goal, y'all.
That was King.
And
when we, you heard that, y'all. They gonna be on the 29th I thank you for stopping by, my brother, because I'll be on here all night with you, damn it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some other callers on, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk after this one, me and you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Track next by international DJ Ngozi, or Dr. DJ Ngozi, or is it Dr. DJ? DJ Doctor? Let's get it.
Man, look, hold on for a second there. Of course, it's time for an intellectual explosion. We got some callers coming on right after this track. But you know what? Royce the 5'9", fellow Cancer, give it to him. Yeah, Ngozi.
Boom. I'm the verbal spit, Smith Wesson. I unload with 6-bit, the quick wit could split a split second. A bomb with a lit wit expression. You hear a tick tick, then you test it. My saliva and spit, the split thread and the fiber and bits. So trust me, I'm as live as it gets. Everybody claimed it the best and they had the throne. Since Big is gone, if you ask me, they dead wrong. My flow is hotter than the flash from the click. When the hammer slaps the bullet on the ass from the clip. You wind up in a room full of my dogs. I have you feeling like a fire hydrant in a room full of dogs. So come now, get pissed on, shitted on. Tough talk turns, but can't we all just get along? You get blazed when the mic's off, shot when it's on. You probably ducked when they laid the gunshot in your song. My gun stutters when it speaks to you. Other shit to repeat to you, nothing to clip to give a speech to you. Me and Premier, we kinda the same in ways. We both speak with our hands in dangerous ways. Rap now is a circus of clowns. A whole lot of lips from clicks, I probably wrap circles around. I'm the next best to reach a peak, formerly known as the best kept secret. I guess that I just leaked it. Boom!
Somebody better duck or run. Somebody better
watch out, cause we about to blow up.
Somebody better duck or run. Somebody better
watch out, cause we about to blow up.
I'm a motherfucking star, I don't battle no more. I provide the gun clapping round of applause after your show. Or we could go toe to toe, cause they calling you hot. Stepping around all your punches like that's all you got. Every day I'm meeting somebody and all of they peace. Quick to shake a nigga's hand and show me all of they teeth. And these bitches I be patting they asses. They be all dumb and googly eyes looking at me batting their lashes. Rappers think Detroit niggas not as down as them. A sense that I'm down with Slim, that I sound like him. Quick to judge me and tell me that my hook might sell. And say faggot shit to me like I look like L. My advice, quit talking, it's over. I was knocking niggas out when you was knocking sticks off of their shoulders. I got dirt done in my past, I know y'all sweat. I got regrets older than some of you so-called vets. Niggas say I found God with the flow. Bring the police to the studio and bring the bomb squad to the show. Ain't a nigga touching minds. When you listen to my shit, you don't chew, you don't breathe, you'll miss a fucking line. Every time I spit, I tick to show you it's hot. Leave me in the deck too long, I'll blow up your box. Boom!
Somebody better duck or run. Somebody better
watch out, cause we about to blow up.
Somebody better duck or run. Somebody better
watch out, cause we about to blow up.
That noise right there was stimuli right there. You know what I mean? You know, we back talking about this noise here. And real quick, you know what I'm saying, before I take this other caller, you know what I'm saying? These things in particular, you know, this misophonia and all that, you know what I mean? Is in particular maybe relative to people's outlook in life, you know what I'm saying? Based on what they hear from the sounds of the television, when they talk about terrorism, war, political corruptions, or any of those things, in fluctuations of economics, whatever these things is. These cause people to panic or flee, all that kind of stuff. Or the sound of the news reporting that, you know, your number didn't call out or you ain't hit your number. You know what I mean? You're tired of losing your shit. You know what I mean? You're tired of hearing that shit, ain't you? You ain't hitting no numbers. You know what I mean? You ain't hit 4234 box or street, damn it. None in your life. You know what I mean? You're tired of hearing that. You know what I mean? Feeling angry and feeling annoyed. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Turn the news on after watching it, not watching it for a while, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Stop watching the news for a few months. Then just mysteriously turn it on. You'll see what I'm talking about. Now, caller six, right? This is what I'm going to do. If you're one of them weird people with the noise, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to duct tape some helicopter earphones to your face, you know what I'm saying, and play a AM radio station with nothing on it for the rest of your life. Now, who is it?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Nephew Clev? This is Uncle Hooney. How you doing?
Oh, man, it's Uncle Hooney. Bob, I told you, yo, the magic man and 15 other action figures. What's
That's
going
right.
on?
That's right, all body to one, all body to one. Hey, Nephew, here, this one here is an exception to the rule, and I'm going to go back to 1991 on this one here.
Mm.
It is taking time to lessen my needs, because when I look at, you know, that day and time and compared to what's happening nowadays, this world has been in a state of chaos, and it's getting even more with all the distractions that we have with the cell phones, mass media, all of that. So back to me again. I became an exception to the rule where I learned how to, and much divine love and respect for the gorgeous Mo Garman, because she was able to born that thought before I came on about the stillness. Mm. Being able to be still, to relax, to be able to catch a thought, to slow your thoughts and stuff down. There's no way in HE double hockey sticks that we can get in tune with ourselves and be able to know the truth, divine truth, without being able to still the mind, to be able to capture the thought, to be able to freeze it, to be able to catch it just like a fleeing butterfly. So, you know, that's something to think about right there. To me, Uncle Hooney, you know, was able to have, you know, more knowledge of myself when I was able to take time to meditate and remove sound, any form of sound, even though I'm known as the master sound therapist. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's a lot of need for sound when it comes to healing and all that kind of stuff. But to be able to get to a point where you are able to remove sound, because thought itself also creates sounds, whether you say it verbally, oh, you're saying it within your mind. Anyway, I'm also a host of our great company of WBNN. My next advancement, No More Time for Lessons, I'll be speaking about from nominee to enshrinee, along with very special honored guests such as Angela Wonderdre Presley, Jared Petito, and Terrence Strength, as well as Hall of Fame four times and yours truly, the Hall of Fame unanimous, Hooney Barkatoon. For a lot of people who've never been nominated or want to get a glimpse on how it feels to be a part of something of such prestige, tune in November 16th on this great company on the Thursday at 9:30. Love you, Nephew.
Oh, man, you heard that. That was he came through with a brick of gold somewhere smuggled in from somewhere over there. You know what I mean? That's what that was. That was from Cairo. He bought gold in from Cairo. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. We got another caller in queue. But before I bring this call on, I want to say this real quick. Women who listen to music to express their feelings, or who watch television or films, then become influenced by these theatrics. Or men who listen to certain music, you know what I mean, to feel like a tough guy, whatever it be, heavy metal or hardcore rap music, or men who watch wrestling and UFC, like you won't get kicked in the damn face with your mouth open. Now, caller seven, who is it?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Oh, this wait a minute. Hold on. This little fight or something. What's going on here?
Yeah. So I just want to say one thing is I was thinking, too, like, that I wanted to bring more awareness to this, you know, because I feel like maybe a lot of people didn't understand when I was expressing this, you know, maybe, I don't know how many shows ago, but I appreciate you bringing more awareness to this because, you know, we had a conversation about this, and I actually suffer from this and hyperacusis. So for me, like, I don't remember when it started, but I know there are certain sounds that absolutely drive me crazy where I really do have to leave certain places. You know, like, if certain people are chewing, that, like, just, you know, like, oh, I can't handle it. It just depends on what, like, how loud it is, how close they are to me. But I just remember a lady behind me the other day, and in a place where you wouldn't expect anybody. She had chips in her hand. She just kept rattling a bag, and I was just like, oh, my God. I can't wait till this lady gets away from me. And I remember a particular instance when it was actually, so hyperacusis actually is painful. You know, misophonia is just more like, you know, you can't tolerate it. You just can't, like, you can't handle the sounds. And it's something that you cannot control. But hyperacusis is actually painful where I know I was in, I think it was CBS then, and the guy, he was putting, like, little water bottles at the bottom of, like, a basket, and it was, like, a basket with different snacks and things like that. And I was in the aisle by myself. I literally didn't care. I'm like, can I help you do that? Because the noise he was making was so painful that it felt like a knife going in my ear. And I'll never forget me watching the video.
What the hell? The man calling was like a knife in your ear, woman? What the hell are you telling me, Ed?
Talking, no. I said he
was he killing you with this knife?
No. But I remember watching a video of a little girl. You can Google it. I think she lives in Delaware. And she has hyperacusis. And her dad shot off a shotgun or something like that. And after that, like, she developed it. And she described it as a knife going in her ears, and I'm like, wow, I've been saying this for a long time. So for someone else to say it is absolutely, like, I don't know, I just was like, wow, somebody else is going through this just like I do. Even a certain frequency of sound, like in music.
Well, check this out. I'm
like,
now,
what?
Club One seen some knives going in the air in real life, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my
God. That means
God.
Somebody getting stabbed in the head. That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought you were saying.
Obviously.
Yeah, knife in the air is stabbed in the damn head. Now, go ahead.
Well, I haven't been stabbed in my head. I can tell you that it feels like it, so in a figure of sense. But, so, you know, like, it just so good to be able to hear that video. So if anybody listening, if you Google, like, the little girl with hyperacusis in Delaware, like, that news video probably will come up. But this is something I do suffer with in certain places. I won't go or I'll just leave because, you know, like, I understand that, you know, it's something that I have a problem with. You know, not everybody else is probably suffering or anything like that. So I will remove myself from certain situations. And then certain people's voices I can't take or tolerate. Like, and I'm in a line and somebody's talking behind me, their voice sometimes will just absolutely go through me and I can't take it. So it's so many different things, like, you know, that you have to be careful when you have this because it's really absolutely painful. It's absolutely painful. So anybody suffering, and I'm glad that, you know, Alicia came on and said that, you know, she didn't know this name for it. I don't remember when I found out the name for it. I can't remember, but it's been some years now. And I know Matthew, if he's listening, I don't know, Matthew also suffers from it as well. You know, so it's like a blessing for people to actually understand this because they don't, like, people don't get what it feels like to go through this on a daily basis. Like, it's not easy. So you have to adapt and adjust where somebody else can just go freely to a store or go freely to a concert or something like that. There's also, I can't remember the name for it, but there's also, like, something like misophonia, but it's actually movements, like people's repetitive movements that actually have a effect on you as well. I can't remember the name of it, but
well, it's all
so
good. We're gonna get to the bottom of that on another show. So it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you get to the bottom of all this quagmire weirdoism that's going on out here that nobody seems to redeem it as. You understand? So, but let us know,
I mean, I own it. It could be weird to you. That's fine because, you know, like, you know, I don't care. But what's
no,
going to be weird?
It's all, listen, we all weird. So that's why we get into the bottom of it. We all have these things going on with us. That's why we are discussing it as a group of people. You understand? Because no one person has these disorders. No one person just has these disorders. Mm-hmm. So no one can take mm-hmm. these things personal. You know what I mean? But
so I want you to take this personal, though. So there's one sound that I do that I'm probably really going to like, and that's the sound of my foot going in your ass.
Oh, my God. Well, why? Would that make me happen to fart? Because how are you going to hear that noise? Would I would be
oh God,
farting?
Please don't.
Would I be farting because of that? Okay. You know what I mean?
Listen,
well, let's just check this
out. I'm not
going
to let nobody die because of that. Okay, so no.
All right. I'm
but
cool
anyway,
with that.
My show is in November. You're crazy. You are crazy. But no, my show is November 8th, 9:30 p.m. You'll not see Para Marte. So thanks for having me, Clever. Thanks for discussing this.
Oh, man. Thank you. That was Tiana Speaks, y'all. You know what I mean? But look, it seems like we have another caller in queue. And they've been waiting quite patiently. You know what I'm saying? I hope, what would they have, background sound? Or did they like the sound of, let's hear who the hell you are. Who is it?
Oh, hey, Clev One,
oh.
How are you?
Dr. Lady Chinchilla. Dr. Lady Chinchilla, what you got going on, Auntie? How's everything tonight?
Everything is good. How's everything with you?
Oh, I'm just trying to discuss these noises here because they make us act crazy.
Okay.
Whether it's voices on 60 Minutes or it's people stuck in traffic on Broad Street, we don't like that noise, do we?
That's right. Sure don't. So, I'm enjoying your show tonight. The callers, and it's so wonderful to hear so many of the hosts call in tonight.
Oh, yeah, that
so what
wonderful.
Question do you have for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
While I got you on here. Now, are you an individual who needs noise? Meaning, do you need the TV on while you go to sleep or something? Or do you need to, when you're cooking, when you're making some string beans or something like that, you know what I mean? You're making some potato salad or something like that, whatever you got going on. Do you need music or the television?
No, I don't need any of that stuff. My brain is constantly, like, thinking and working and planning and strategizing all this stuff, so. No,
kind of
don't really
don't have
need
time
any.
For any of that. It sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds
yeah.
like, you know, people like that who engineer their mind, they kind of really too busy to kind of feel like, oh, they need noise. Because your mind is too busy engineering to even realize it ain't no noise. Or if it's noise, or if it's any. You concentrate on what you're doing. Where, you know, I believe that sometimes this helps us become procrastinators as well sometimes with things. You know, we lose focus on things because we was listening to a song or the music or our show was on. Our show was on, so we're late. You know,
yep.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my outlook on these things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, listen, so, and I just want to share a couple of things really quick. Tonight is the 72nd night of Operation Hug the Block, everybody. They have 5 more nights to go, and tonight they'll be at 55th and Christian. As a matter of fact, they're there now, and they'll be there until 4 a.m., and then for the next 5 nights, of course, they'll be at a different block each night, 10 p.m., to 4 a.m. Combating the Senseless Gun Violence in Philadelphia. And they're set up by Jamal Johnson, SKU, and Mazi from Philly Truths. Now, Election Day, everybody, is coming up Tuesday, November 7th. Make sure y'all get out and vote, okay? Please vote. Now, we're electing our 100th mayor in Philadelphia. And this is very crucial because that means for the next 4 years, you know, we're going to have somebody in office and it's going to be in charge of our city. And we need somebody who really is concerned about this city's safety, education, and everything else. And that would be David O, everybody. Sherelle Parker is running as a Democrat. David O is running as a Republican. But it should not matter because in this election, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you can vote for either David O or Sherelle Parker. You can vote for either one. So David O is the one who will take this city to the next level. He will do his best to try to turn the city around from the corruption it has now and, you know, the poverty and the violence and all of that stuff. So Sherelle Parker does not care about you, me, or anybody else. All she cares about is her pockets and being Bob Brady's puppet. So make sure y'all get out and vote, everybody. It's important. So anyway, that's my spiel. And my show comes on Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. It is News Forum. Next Sunday coming up, the show topic is the political war or war on politics. And David O will be my special guest, and we will also have updates on a couple of wrongful convictions and on what's going on with Operation Hug the Block. I am Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice, WBNN Commissioner.
Oh, yeah, you heard that, y'all. That was Queen Dr. Lady Chinchilla Jonesia, you know what I'm saying? And David O, we wonder if he need noise or he need quiet to think. Well, I'm going to ask him. You know what I'm saying? Call a 9. Who the hell is it? Because check this out. If you're getting on here, not liking noise or you need noise, guess what I'm going to do? You know what I mean? I'm going to take some drums and I'm going to push your head right in front of where I put the stomp the foot part. And you're going to listen to that all for the rest of your life. Now, who is it? I said, who is it? Because you must can't hear me. You must don't like noise. So who the hell is it? Oh, I guess they're
all right. Well, yeah. You know what, though? We're going to go to your final thoughts, man. We ain't going to play no games. Final thoughts from Club 1 before and go to time.
Yes. So this is my final thoughts, Dr. Ngozi. You know what I'm saying? The connection to this, the demented thoughts here. You know what I mean? The connection is demented thoughts and bad spirits. You know what I'm saying? Spirits in which that can take control of a person's mind, thoughts, and create bad speech and actions, preponderant consumptions with ill feelings attached, or extremities of emotions, you know what I'm saying, which can cause confusion for yourself and others. Confusion for yourself and others. These are nothing but whispers of the shaitan. I said whispers of the shaitan, folks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Do these things keep you from finding relationships or keeping peace with family members? Do you find yourself feeling unpleasant in public or uneasy about society? Are you becoming an enemy to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Don't let the sounds of shaitan control your emotional state or become puppeteers by his theatrical confusions of noise. You know what I'm saying? And let's get the Ngozi going.
Hey there, music world, you've been keeping them waiting. These are my highs and lows. You've been depriving them of the real, been on a vacation. No matter where we go. If you ask me all around the world, I think they sleeping, but we here.
sing you a lullaby.
I got no love in my heart for the other side.
Bye, 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 bye.
The street said I'm either supposed to be in jail or dead. My uncle told me before he died to watch for these whores. Before I wake up in the bed in the morning next to a horse head. Probably why I'm war bred. Probably why my self-portrait should be a Porsche with bar tires and portrait. Symbolize my upward swim, Nigga, we ain't go to no NBA. All we know is the sweet rappers up the K. Looking like I'm trying to break leaves on a windy day. So leave me out of your carnivore, be hysterics. When the last time you seen a carnivore eat a carrot? When's the last rhyme you heard that had you trying to find your words?
Such absurd verbs, do not disturb blurbs. Slid to the curb, he's not the first herb. Written on a mirror, blurred. Rap guys is by and by like flies on a turd. Primo and Roy surprise him out of eye and they scurred. Slur intended, demented, got some nerve. Got no patience and a little perturbed, you heard. Guessing with more questions than answers. Why they started rhyming should've just remained dancers. It's better hard than counting cards at the Luxor. Carbon fiber black mask, asking what the fuck tucks for. The Lux War, to whom it may concern. It's too late to burn, doom, you wait your turn.
Hey there music world, you've been keeping them waiting. These are my highs and lows. You've been depriving them of the real, been on a vacation. No matter where we go. If you ask me all around the world, I think they sleeping. But we here to sing you a lullaby.
I got no love in my heart for the other side.
Bye-bye-bye-bye. I remember being broke, playing little brother out my mother whip. Now I got some shit look like the mothership. Now my little brother got my other whip. Happened to return it back to me is exactly what he think the meaning of struggle is. People compliment my grind. They wonder how I stayed clean. Coming from Michigan, you don't seem to age. That's cause I don't whine about the state of things. Hating on others will get you old quick. So I just salute and let my flow switch. Taking my shit to the highest of levels, combining everything that I've developed since 99. My style just aims to get better and better and better. Woo. Hopping out the custom Corvette, the same hustle ready for whatever. Woo. Not a mushroom portobello. Woo. I'm a true storyteller. Right on. Hey there music world, you've been keeping them waiting. These are my highs and lows. You've been depriving them of the real, been on a vacation.
No matter where we go.
If you ask me all around the world, I think they sleeping. But we here to sing you a lullaby.
I got no love in my heart for the other side.
Bye 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 bye.
Grab the microphone like you smack a rapper iPhone. Prime time, time's up, dial tone, smile zone. So you're deep, known rather wild prone. Old kid is foul on, gone since child grown. On the count, check, I'll catch a pound next. For clowning around for wreck, no disrespect. Intended, said it, and meant it. Before it's invented, get it, did it, spent it. Keep the change. He needs that receipt, thanks. MCs need franks, regardless of street rank. They feet stank, we never leave the beat blank.
Masterpiece theater, we the no limit think tank. Love to hit the club with my nigga, cause when we drank, he think he a pimp, but he can't see that them three skanks look nothing like Salida Ebanks. Wake up in the morning like G thanks. Sick a load of polymath, Raleigh boy, rap gang, Raleigh boys, never with the same sound. Crazy like James Brown on Raleigh doors, sipping cocaine off of a bodyboard. Quick to 86, your top five. If he not in yours, why so serious? What y'all melancholy for? Against us, you never score at all. Never headline a tour at all. Y'all Flintstone chewables fucking with four at all. Now who you wanna call? Sigga.
Hey there music world, you've been keeping them waiting.
These are my highs and lows.
You've been depriving them of the real, been on a vacation.
No matter where we go.
If you ask me all around the world, I think they sleeping. But we here to sing you a lullaby.
No love in my heart for the other side.
Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye.
What's a rap? What's a rap? What's a rap? Circles around them. What's a rap? What's a rap? Rap circles around them. What's a rap? Rap circles around them.
This the difference between y'all niggas and real rap.
What's a rap? Circles around them.
Prime.
Yes, 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 yes. And, of course, the soundtrack of your life tonight was brought to you by the great Houston DJ Premier and, of course, Detroit's finest. My man, you know, of course, born, you know, 5 days before me, Royce the 5'9", you know what I'm saying, cancer all the way live. And, of course, one more thing to say to this man right here, the Pisces. Of course, his name is Clever One, the 2022 Linear New Host of the Year at WBNN, being a part of all the honors this year, giving it to Tiana, speaks, you know, the same title of this year. And, of course, congratulations to this man. I've been a part of this, another outstanding streak, six in a row, sixth consecutive, and of course, his 16th WBN all-time connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in championship performances. And of course, what more can we say tonight? Tomorrow, we'll come right back here for a young man that is spectacular. His name is Jetty 8-Track, and the show is called Soul Genius Shampoo. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, Beverly Nation's advertising, and of course, Ngozi Time Multimedia is advertising through all the people that love us. And of course, what more can we say? Instagram. Thank you, Instagram. Pinterest since 2016. X since 2013. And of course, Facebook since 2013. Ola Dunham Malay Ngozi, you can find me. And of course, what more can I say? Any comments, suggestions, our wonderful program tonight, Ole De Lay goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunham Malay Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio support us on a constant basis tonight. We're proud of everybody that's a part of this outstanding storied network. And without you, we're absolutely nothing. And now back to the 2022 Lending New Host of the Year at WBNN Level 1.
Yo, so check this out. Before I bounce out of here, you know what I'm saying, hit the jetpacks. You know, people, do not allow yourself to be victim of the Shaitan. Do not allow the Shaitan to whisper thoughts to yourself. Verily, these things are the entrance to an emotional ride to the hellfire, where people spiral into a dark well of depression. And this dark well is kind of like getting your ass kicked down a hole on 300. If you ain't see 100, you better go watch it. You know what I'm saying? Where you're falling down into a hole of depression, anger, confusion, right? And again, where you become an enemy to yourself and others. Your spouse won't like you. Your kids won't like you. Your pet won't like you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I got for you. You know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the plus-size women will tell you about yourself from behind the counter at Chick-fil-A. Check your satellites.
Yo, where that other one at? I like this one. Let it go, Prince. Z06 vet, gripping, feeling almost there. Listening to Bon Jovi, rolling, living on a prayer. Privy to the gossip that's been said about me constant. It's the life and times of Bumpy Johnson meets Nucky Thompson. I used to rap about death, now I'm only concerned to live. I value relationships still, I keep it competitive. Nowadays, chances are that if you see me throw the match, it ain't to lose the fight, it's to walk away from a burning bridge. I'm from a family of alcoholics and coke addicts. Daddy taught me if the ass is so fat, it's a fact that if you with your hoe, don't matter, it's still appropriate to scope at it. Living life with no balance, driving drunk on co-pallet, driving till I totality. I'm trying to stay afloat, but I got nobody to throw a rope at it. The game is just a game of splits and politics with no ballot. All kind of clips with more malice than pushing. If you profiling, they'll probably be more violent than looking. I'm so stylish, but I ain't talking eBay. No high fashion either. If you catch me by the runway, it's the one that's for the PJ. This one is for my lyricist, courtesy of my DJ.
I can't control it, can't hold it, it's so nuts. I hustle hard in any hustle that you take.